Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15 and text number 40. Pitam Shuke Prutunitam Bini Vishpruantya. Kancha libhir virutaya vanamalya cha valghu prokosh prakoshta valayam venita sutasme Vinayasta hastam nitarena dhunanam abjam. Pitam shuke prathunitam bini vispurantya. Kancha libhir virutaya vanamalaya cha valgo parakoshtha valayam venita sutamse vinyasta hastam itarena dhunam abjam. Pitam shuke prathunitam mini vispurantya. Kancha libhir virutaya vanamalaya cha. Valgo parakosha valayam vinita sutamse. Vinayasta hastam itarena dhunam abjam. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. He was adorned with a girdle that shone brightly on the yellow cloth covering his large hips. And he wore a garland of fresh flowers which was distinguished by humming bees. His lovely wrists were graced with the bedecked, and he rested one of his hands on the shoulder of Garuda, his carrier, and twirled the lotus with another hand. Purport. Here is a full description of the personality of a Godhead as a personally experienced by the sages. The Lord's personal body was covered with the yellow robes, and his vest was thin. In Vaikuntha, wherever there is a flower garland on the chest of a personality of a Godhead or any one of his associates, it is described that the humming bees are there. All these features were beautiful and attractive for the devotees. One of the Lord's hands rested on his carrier Garuda, and in another hand he twirled a lotus flower. These are personal characteristics of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Narayana. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru na Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Barijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashyatya Deshatarine Chaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this verse, it explains about the personal future of the Lord and how he looks like and how he's standing in front of the Chatushkumaras. And there are many shlokas in Srimad Bhagavatam which gives the total description about the personal feature of the Lord. And that's why Mayavadis, they don't dare to give any commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. They don't speak much about it. Nowadays they are, but don't know, just for the popularity they are speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. But Advaita, the core-hearted, they will not speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Because there are so many shlokas which gives the detailed description of the personality of a Godhead, how he has a personal form and how he looks alike. Then further, while describing the beauty of the Lord who is standing in front of the Kumaras, it is said, Vyadyakshipan makara kundalam mandalaraha ganda salosna mukham matakiritam doradanda shanda vivare harata parardhya harena kandaragatena chakaustubhena. His countenance was distinguished by a chicks that enhanced the beauty of his alligator-shaped pendants, which outshone lightning. His nose was prominent and his head was covered with a gem-studded crown. A charming necklace hung between his stout arms and his neck was adorned with a gem known as the gem known by the name Kaustubha. Makara kundale talapati shravani kanti kaustubha mani viraj. See, most of the devotees who are describing the beauty of Lord, they are having the same darshan of the Lord. This is what explained 5,000 years back. Recently, like 400-500 years back, when Sant Tukaram Maharaj, he writes, that time also he writes the same thing. Makara kundale, as it is explained here, that makara kundala mandanarnaha vidyutakshipam makara kundalam mandanartaha. Lord's ears are decorated by the makara kundala, the alligator shaped earrings. And in Marathi, when Sant Tukaram Maharaj writes, he writes that makara kundale talapati shravani. Talapati means they are glazing. And kanti kaustubha mani virajata. And then he says his neck is adorned with the gem known by the name Kaustubha. So whatever has written by Chatush Kumaras or Vyasamuni in Srimad Bhagavatam 5000 years ago, the same description of the Lord has given today. It has not changed. Then in one of the songs, Krusha Chandana Charuchita Charutanam Rachachasrachas Alakavali Mandita Bhala Tatam Shruti Dolita Makara Kundalakam. Alakavali Dolitam Kundalakam. This locks of beautiful hairs, they are decorated, the kapola of the Lord, the cheeks of the Lord, they are coming down on Lord's cheeks. That is lasat, swinging, oh, ghoom rahe. And here clearly bataya gaya ki makara kunda. Alakavali mandita balatatam shruti dolita makara kundalakam. So that makara kundala is there in the Lord's.
Krokodile? Kisa. Alligator
kong. Alligator is that one?
Krokodile.
Then in the next verse, it is said, Atro prashtam mitiko chosmitam indriya indiraya swanam dhiya virichita ambu saushtavadhyam madhyam bhavasya bhavatam cha bhajantamangam nemur niriksha naviti vitrup The quiescent beauty of Narayana being many times magnified by the intelligence of his devotees was so attractive that it defeated the pride of Goddess of Fortune in being the most beautiful. My dear demigods, the Lord who thus manifested himself is worshipable by me, by Lord Shiva and by all of you. The sages regarded him with unsettled eyes and joyously bowed their heads at his lotus feet. So here Brahmaji is explaining about this. The beauty of the Lord was so enchanting that it could not be sufficiently described. Rasaraj, or as explained in the fourth canto, Sarva Saundarya Vigraha. Whatever beauty that enchants you in this material world, and Lord is a storehouse of that beauty. So, enchanting that, it could not be sufficiently described. The Goddess of Fortune is supposed to be the most beautiful sight within the spiritual and material creation of the Lord. She has a sense of being the most beautiful, and that's why she is known as a Shri. Shri means most beautiful. Yet her beauty was defeated when the Lord appeared. In other words, the beauty of the Goddess of Fortune is secondary in the presence of the Lord. In the verse of Vaishnava poets, it is said that the Lord's beauty is so enchanting that it defeats hundreds of thousands of cupids. Kandarpa koti shata sambrava sevyamanu. Oh, kandarpa koti kamaniya visheshashoma. Lakshmi sahasra shata sambrava sevyamanu. So thousands of Lakshmis, they are serving Lord and they are unparalleled in beauty. And their beauty is secondary in front of the Lord or in the presence of a Lord, their beauty is secondary. And the crores of Gandharvas, they get attracted by the beauty of their lordship. As explained in the different songs where Lord is glorified, there is a nice song where the whole beauty of their lordship has explained. Navaniradanindita kanti dharam rasa sagar nagar bhupavaram shubhavankim acharu shikhanda shikam bhaja krishna nidhim vraja raja sutam Bhruvishankitavankim Shakradhanun Mukhachandraminindita Kotividum Mrudumanda Suhasya Subhashayutam Bhaja Krishna Nidim Braja Rajasutam Suvikampadananga Sadangadharam Braja Vasi Manohara Veshakaram Bhrushalanchita Neela Saroja Drisham Bhaja Krishna Nidim Braja Raja Sutam. He whose divinely bodily limbs tremble profusely with Cupid's agitation. That Cupid also get agitated by seeing the beauty of their Lord Shiva. And that's why Lord is known as a Manamatha Manamatha. Manamatha Manamatha means? Manamatha means Cupid, who churns the mind, a lusty desire. And Lord is Manamatha Manamatha. Lord churns the mind of Cupid. He is therefore called as Madan Mohan also. Madan means again Cupid. It is also described that Lord sometimes becomes mad after the beauty of Radharani. Poets describe that under those circumstances, although Lord Krishna is Madan Mohan, he becomes Madana Daha or enchanted by the beauty of Radharani, as explained here. Suvikam pada ananga sadanga dharam, who get agitated by the beauty of Srimati Radharani. Actually, the Lord's beauty is super excellent, surpassing even the beauty of Lakshmi in the Vaikuntha. The devotee of the Lord in Vaikuntha planets wanted to see Lord as the most beautiful. But the devotees in Goloka or Krishna Loka want to see Srimati Radharani as more beautiful than Krishna. The adjustment is that the Lord, being Bhaktavatsala or one who wants to please his devotees, assumes such a features so that devotees like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other demigods may be pleased. Here also, for the devotees, sages, the Kumaras, the Lord appeared in his most beautiful features and they continued to see him without satiation and wanted to continue seeing him more and more. How they were looking at the Lord? Ne mura niriksha na vitrupta drusho muda kaihi. Joyously, they were looking at the Lord, but they are not satiated. Na vitruptaha, unsatiated. See, that's the beauty of the Lord. They don't wanted to take away their eyes from seeing the Lordship's beauty. Most of the time, devotees, they ask, I may be chanting for 20 years, 30 years, but whenever I see some beautiful woman, mind gets agitated. Eyes directly goes and focus on it. Scripture says if it is at a first glance, you get too attracted, it's natural. Because being human being and having this material body, which is the output of someone's lust. So to get attracted to some beautiful thing in the world, it's common. But it is second time if you look at that person, then it is considered that you are getting contaminated in your mind. And if it is third full, then it is definitely a lust, kama. And it's very difficult then to take out that third view. As explained in the Shringar Shatak by Bhartuhari, especially for the sadhakas, he says that Uduraja Mukhi Gajaraja Kati Mrigaraja Virajitam. Sorry. Uduraja Mukhi Mrigaraja Kati Gajaraja Virajitamandagati Yadisavanita Ridhiye Nihita Kwa Japakwa Tapakwa Samadhi Rati. If someone gets attracted by very beautiful woman who has a face like a moon, Udu Rajamukhi, Mriga Rajagati, who has a thin vest like a lion, and Gajaraja Virajita Mandagati, who walks slowly and madly like an elephant. Yadisa Vanita, if that woman stays in the heart of that person, then Kwa Japa, what Japa he will do? Kwa Tapa, what austerity he can perform? And what sort of a samadhi rati he will get? It's very difficult. Then how to overcome that? To overcome that, you should read these narrations. The beauty of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Especially in further cantos, it is explained. There is one verse actually which says that if someone is getting arrowed by the Cupid, then he should meditate on the eyebrows of the Lord. Then that kama vikara will subdue. And as per the Padma Purana, it is explained, there it is said that by raising my two hands in the air, I can claim that only the devotees of Lord Govinda, they can conquer the lust, no one else in this world. Because they have developed prema for the Lord in their heart. So there is a no kama. And in the next verse, it is nicely explained that how these Kumaras, they got attracted to the aroma of Tulasi that has offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. Tasya Arvinda Nayanasya Padaravinda Kinjal Kamishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayuhu Antargata Swapvivarena Chakra Chakaratesham Sankshobham Aksharajusham Apichittatanvo. When the breeze carrying the aroma of a tulsi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of the personality of a Godhead, entered the nostrils of those sages, they experienced a change both in the body and in the mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. It appears from this verse that the four Kumaras were impersonalists or protagonists of the philosophy of monism, becoming one with the Lord. But as soon as they saw the Lord's features, their minds changed. In other words, the impersonalist who feels transcendental pleasure in striving to become one with the Lord is defeated when he sees the beautiful transcendental features of the Lord. Because of the fragrance of his lotus feet carried by the air and mixed with the aroma of tulasi, their minds changed. Instead of becoming one with the Supreme Lord, they thought it wise to be devotees, becoming a servitor of the lotus feet of the Lord. It's better than becoming one with the Lord. So what other description do you need on this? That's why especially it is said for the grihasthas that they should do deity worship. Because mind is always get enchanted by the different desires. But when you get in touch with the personal form of the Lord and you try to render service personally, that takes away the lot of anarthas, the impurities in the heart, and as well as the sinful tendencies of our senses to commit sins, that also taken away by the personal service of the Lord. Because such a beautiful form of the Lord that always resides in the mind. Sometimes what happens, see, when you go in the market and see some beautiful cloth, immediately if you are really worshipping the Lordship, you will think about, hey, how I can put that? Like we went that day in Goodwill and we were looking for some flowers actually. He saw some flowers and he said, they are really beautiful. We can make a crown for the Lord. To make artificial crowns, this artificial flower, they will be very wonderful. So this is what our minds get attracted to them. And you always think of the Lord when you are engaged in the personal service of the Lord. That's good. So this is how you can judge your advancement in spiritual life also. Okay, how much the material things makes you remember Krishna. That shows that how much you have advanced in Krishna consciousness. How much you think about the Lord and His services. So, you won't need every time a third person to tell you that you are making progress in your spiritual life or not. These are few parameters that one has to understand. Because Lord's beauty is so unparalleled and attractive to anyone. Like, day before yesterday, one person came. In 1980s, he visited one of the ISKCON temples. And after that, he came just recently. Like, day before yesterday. He came and he saw the beauty of the Lord and he said, this is it, what I was looking for actually. I was surprised. Then he said, in 80s, I was staying in Virginia and I was studying in some Sachidananda Swami had ashram there, and he was a impersonalist and they were studying Advaita Vedanta. And he told me that when I was staying there, I used to go to your West Virginia temple, that New Vrindavan. Why? Just to see their Lordship. Because Advaita Vedanta gives a philosophy, a dry philosophy, which says that there is no feature and nothing, Lord is impersonal, this and that. But he said, somehow or other, my heart used to get attracted for the beauty of the Lord and I used to go to temple. And so when I came here, I saw the beauty of the Lord, my heart got attracted. And he recited so many shlokas to glorify the beauty of the Lord. How it happens? He looks like a Mexican guy. Day before yesterday. His name was Joseph. But very nicely was. He recited whole Narasimha prayers and with proper rhythm. So that shows how Lord is attractive. It's like 80s means almost like a 30-31 years. So this is what, if you see, and how nicely the first line of this verse has explained. Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Aravinda Kinyalakam Padaravindam. The Lord has Kamala Nayana and his feet also like a Kamala. You can see in the prayers, Maharani Kunti, Nama Kamala. What is that? Nama Kamala Nabaya. Nama Pankaja Nabaya. Nama Pankaja. Pura Shlok Guru. Pahle sir. Nama Kamala Nabhaya. Aage kya hai? Nama Pankaja Nabhaya. वही है उसके आगे क्या मिला या नहीं मिला Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste, Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angharaye. 1:8:22. First canto, 8th shloka and 22nd verse. Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Nitraya Namaste Pankajangraye. Nama Pankaja Nitraya Namaste Pankajangraye. So everything is compared with the beauty of lotus. Because that's the most beautiful. Aravinda Lochanaha Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya. Actually, same verse is there in fourth canto also. Nama Kamala Nabaya Namaste Kamalana Kamana Malini. Nama Kamala Netraya Namaste Kamala Angaraya. That shloka is also there. So, the beauty of the Lordship, it's so enchanting. The dry hearts of Chatushkumaras, because of the impersonal their attachment to impersonal feature of the Lord became so soft and they got attracted to the personal feature of the Lord. That is explained in this verse. And then next. Deva amushavadanasita padmakosham udviksha sundarartharartha kundahasam labhadashishah punar avekshatadiyamangare dandatva namaskaruna manishrayanam nityayuhu. The Lord's beautiful face appeared to them like a inside of a blue lotus. And the Lord's smile appeared to be a blossoming jasmine flower. After seeing the face of the Lord, the sages were fully satisfied. And when they wanted to see him further, they looked upon the nails of his lotus feet, which resembles rubies. Thus they viewed the Lord's transcendental body again and again, and so they finally achieved meditation on the Lord's personal feature. And then what happened, that we'll discuss tomorrow, because tomorrow's verse has a quite big purport. So the verse 25 we'll discuss tomorrow. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am. We'll discuss it tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.